place adjourned by Mark Stout. This life of mine is one of a fly, endlessly buzzing, travelling from flora to fauna, unaware of time's knell. There are humans I fear, who haunt and plague. My liveliness is a delicacy, always observing for a pitfall. I am a number on a food chain, something minute, yet essential. Survival troubles me. Today I am hungry, not bothered, aloof from the food-searching routine, realizing the truth, on an escalator of death, extinction now imminent. Who attends a fly's funeral? A life so humble, a blink of a blind eye, decomposing in a coffin, no more sunbeam, no self-pity, pure gratification, content with everlasting calm. Thank you.
Agus bin is be bhfuil an gwaig a clerk for our Anita, ma thought no. Anita Daly. Oh, she called, I was thinking, I didn't see her there. Okay. Okay, let me write my name, Laura Dillon.
Outside after tea and stretched up so high he fell on his knee. When he looked around, just there on the ground, the moon in the puddle the little boy found. Gang of underage drinkers hang out in the park that borders our garden. They never bothered us until last weekend when they smashed a large window in the front of our house with stones. My first reaction was one of upset. My second, one of mischief. I gathered up their empty bottles and drilled holes in them. Hankies. My friend Betty kept a linen handkerchief in the pocket of her corduroy jeans. My Auntie Nora always had a cotton hanky tucked up the sleeve of her woolen jumper. They never liked tissues. When my friend Derval was young, she loved the ritual of ironing those small squares of cotton cloth into triangles for her mum and rectangles for her dad. For another friend, it was the drawer, which never seemed to empty, filled with a neat stack of crisp, clean, ironed hankies, representing some sense of comfort and order in a home where there was none. For others, it was reading the nursery rhymes, or feeling the stiff, opulent lace edges, or the embroidery braille in their pockets while trying to pay attention to the teacher. And so, I made my glass hankies with colouring light and beach glass, and fused kisses, and engraved polka dots, and white cut lines to show in my windows.
no excuse. Come on, up. Welcome to hell. So there's obviously a bit of misunderstanding there, but we get you the next time. We got Jim Fox, so please.
At work, when we moved from a system of signing in to clocking in, I felt compelled to respond in words. Pack lived on a distant planet. He liked to call it home. His workmate Jem was one of them. His life had often known. They went to work in a flying snout, a spaceship they possessed. No time for toast, just grabbed the post, but both were neatly dressed. Work was a planet far away, the boss was called their fears. The governor clock looked like Spock, was respected by all his peers. One night, Chair Pack was going to work and an asteroid hit his craft. I hope our boss will not be cross. Of course not, don't be daft. Our union man called arguments and recognized that plight. That meteorite was not in sight when it hit us in the flight. So argument went to the boss, but their fears was a jerk. You should have known not to pick an home that was so far from work. And though you're down so many moons, don't try me with those tears. They made a slip by making the trips at arguments to deaf ears. The moral of the story is that clock is just a prick. Next time I'm late, I won't hesitate, this extraterrestrial sick.
I was going to say, for me, quite good, I don't know, quickly. Quidera, is queer the law of my love. I could shoe lum, a mask and trough is the fluidus and foom. I could sling earth go in the dini mar feline, I could see the glory east, not arrogant. Sling earth go in the fool of down. I sling them glorious and finis like yeast led alum. I shoe lum, could ye creel or in the cotrup. I could shoe lum, siglum, ilar and sow key. I could semi nadura. Fion mar pilecon, is turmi pob da cela. Is ma tatu stuntus da cansho. Smeenev agus mar avexe elar and dulra. Agus mas pogata ar shulegwin and sho. Smeenev ar cadaveg ar shulegwin and she. Diek smeenev is da gaira and cadin clean in adurna.
So on Caden, I don't know. Colin O'Donovan.
I usually write poems that rhyme, but I try to write one that kind of rhymes. So it's different. Like a prophet who had no doubt, I shouted out my camel cane of dreams to pour gently on your head. And the stars burst forth from my belly to glisten the silhouetted silvery moon, to enchant the morn, speak in hieroglyphics. Of times when we were gentler, we were kind, but not no more. Was it sun-kissed gossamer threads she wore, or moon-drenched smiles she hid? Is she the vessel of my desire, or simply the lid? She who measures the depth of longing and traces the shape of sorrow. She who kept me from my slumber, unfettered and wild with the tide. Ride and ride in waves of passion, my darling dewdrunk host, and take what you're given, be thankful at most. And to all the angels in heaven and cross-hatched devils drawn, I'll meet you at the crossroads, still without doubt, at dawn. Thank you.
Pickens, yeah. Good man. That was great. So, next up, a regular of ours here. Now, it's a very elegant signature, I must say, no. In fact, it's so elegant I can barely read it. Fantastic piece of calligraphy, Joe Sweeney.
Thank you very much for that elaborate introduction. My name in Irish is Joseph MacSiffin. Oh, that's right, better do that for tonight. It's a bit of a nail gun. Now, this is a little extract from a humorous work. Maybe Gonal is a teacher in a school, and it's a very rough school, and she just moved there. And it's essentially a set of letters from her to the principal, but there's a few sections to it, and this section is called Maeve's Advisory Clinic for Parents. Advice A. On no account send your pupil to St. Agnes High. It is a school that cannot guarantee results. The plastic surgeon sometimes achieves good results, however, and some pupils have been rescued just before jumping from window ledges, but these are the exceptions, and you should not base your decision on these miraculous escapes. Take my word for it, parents, there simply must be somewhere better to send your kids. Siberia, perhaps? Advice B. If you choose to ignore advice A, then be it on your own. However, if nothing I can say can dissuade you, here are a few tips that may come in useful. Never let your child come to school with a pen or a pencil or even books. These will only be stolen. And besides, if your child persists in bringing in these items, he or she will be identified as a SWAT or teacher's pet, and his or her safety cannot be guaranteed. What am I saying? It can't be guaranteed anyway. Well, try to avoid anything that could identify your child as a pupil of St. Agnes High, such as a school uniform. Any child in a St. Agnes High's uniform is considered fair game by various teenagers who hang around the school gate selling drugs, etc. Ideally, your child should be dressed in civvies and appear to be walking past the school to some other more distant and obscure destination. They should walk very briskly and have a faraway look in their eyes and only at the last minute dart unexpectedly through the school gates. If possible, you should drive your child to school and collect him or her by car also. Why take the risk? Four pupils have gone missing so far this year. The police came and investigated. All the teachers were cleared, which surprised me. So it was either fellow pupils or persons unknown. There are a lot of people unknown who hang around the school, as I've said, past pupils, parents of expelled pupils, etc., who bear the school a grudge, so one can't be too careful. Now, with all the cars driving pupils practically into the classrooms now, however, the driveway is bumper to bumper every morning, and it can take 10 minutes before you can get out again, as there isn't much space for turning around, and the driveway is a bit of a squeeze. It can become so packed that there's no room to open the car door when you finally reach the school building. What some parents now do is to let their kids climb from the sunroof window or through the back windows of the car right into the classroom. This minimizes the danger of attacks of the child. Now, finally, there is a swimming pool in the school, and that is good news, as you know, but it would be fatal to even think of it. Last year, one pupil actually managed to buy a plastic bag of piranha fish from a pet shop, and, well, the rest is history. Unfortunately, medical science has advanced significantly, and some pupils survived. In fact, it was the poor piranha who died. They had all my sympathy. The chlorine and other chemicals killed them. The attendants tell me it has to be kept at high levels, as the pupils don't seem to wash at home. So the swimming pool is no go. It's like diving into slightly diluted bleach.
Okay, so last order of the wing now, here's Sarah. I'll control. Then I'm in the right. I'll go. Hey, Patricia, watch.
Thank you, Betty. This next poem I wrote when I was about 16, and I was just crossing my pointy teeth, and it's also one of the few poems I have that actually rhyme. So here it is, Teenage Advertisement. I felt the best, I felt the worst. I was nearly a passenger in O'Connell's hearse. I've loitered in corridors and want to recognize. I've done some minimal things for my year's job size. Tested every methylator, it's a paralysis and writs. Woke up in the afternoon and a living room in bits. But I can write excellent speeches, so was the comment. I was often unsure after hangover vomit. I have talent, I have charm, I have a reason to feel great. But I walk into windows, I walk into gates. I walk into St. Mary's about 6 minutes late. My name always comes up on Wednesday's teacher meetings. But my notes, my talking, and amorous greetings. Maybe rich, strange, wonderful, even misunderstood. And being like this for my generation's good. The risks I've taken are rarely appreciated. But even for dreaming them, I have felt elated. And a guide for those in danger of being bored. I lit my lamp outside the fire escape door. Another one slightly later, 1996, I think it is. If you still exist. If you still exist, sing me a song. Announce to the world besides that I killed you, nowhere to fight. There were times I didn't want to, but faith after any candle of none of us. You, the item on my beautiful list, just had to go. The imaginary time spent in twain had no harmony with the higher plan. Your twine's in a hierarchy, just a strand of its cords. How I wish to save your sweet voice, pulling my voyage into craggy outliers away from the world. Danger happened to others until then. I, the human, lost my life on the rocks. Struggling for survival, I had to take yours. As I pieced together your broken body, shattered with abandoned grief, lying still in my mindless framework, recalling the church music word for word as was played at your funeral. Nothing can translate the cadences of your voice, rising and falling carelessly with a crash. Thanks.
Seamus Harrington.
Thanks, Dave. The islands of Scotland have always been a great source of ferries and vessels and workboats and tugs to come to West Cork. And I just followed some of the names. The Cavaless, her sister ship, the Risaless, the Morvern, the Mishnock, which has gone back to Scotland again, Ilan Hoige, Tan Gaelge, and Bjornach Daruto Gomanish, but there was just one letter had to be changed from E in Ilan to O, Ilan Hoige, and they came from Caledonian MacBray, they came from Stornoway, and Papastrumsey. That's a long way off. So there's a Scottish connection in this Sestina. It's a bitch to write, it's called the fairy tree. And it's worse when you're given the in words and have to match it up. The fairy tree. It was always known as the fairy tree. It overlooks the branch along the road, all about the bark, the palest flower that cherished every shower of rain. The line swings free outside the barn where a broken roof gapes at the sky. Daybreak drowned the mackerel sky that ebbed and flowed above the tree. One thorny limb beyond the barn, away too late to take the other road, the gurgling stream alive with rain, the bank supports a lonesome flower. Too hectic here to mirror a flower with petals like the pale blue sky,
a sky that's lost its hue before the rain, did the heavens split again a tree, while lightning forked along the road, and whirled the sheets off this old barn. The hangar space within my barn has ample room for corn and flour that was carted up the coastal road long years before we dished the sky. Would you prune back our family tree on that grave day of monsoon rain? How well you chose the Nylon rain. I'll get that axe I planked inside the barn and hack limb and noose from the tree, that fairy tree with her ivy flower that binds and winds up towards the sky. The toll is far too heavy on this road. What took you west along the road? What demons spoke to end your reign? In every cloud your face now pans the sky. Did you clamber out the zincless barn or scramble up along the viney flower? That violent day, till way past three, northeast of sky, I sheltered in the road, while you at three in storm and rain, behind the barn, forget me not, my flower. Thank you.
So, in the uproar of all the units, I'll get them. Wallaminish a place for our brain. Oh, he's not here. Stop doing job. What do you want?
And so, a lord in the garage, Kai and the call of Tatigerich, the gold of the boots, was in the court. I was in Ronnie Gomez. The father of Kahirard, I was Kantra, my father Dukish, was on. He only got a little bit of some more Hebrew. He got a little kite closer, really. Not at it. A false. Faded to point of going to Machinsaw. Capable to the Lord is Lord. It's Minik, Gervinus, and Thieves. And so, the Lord is God. This one is in my native tongue, called The Nameless Flame. I was born with this language, unfortunately, but I have my own accent. Welcome to the Life in Scotland and the Lassies. It's great to hear you talking in Gaelic. Sasha, on the true there. Kind of the moon is very different to our native tongue. We have two native tongues here. When I first saw dawn, I was both gleeful and afraid. That day, everything changed. Dawn brings lovers together. And though I was afraid of what might be asked to do, of what we might be asked to do, in my heart, in my soul, I still knew. And over the coming days, there were occasions when, for the first time in my life, I suddenly knew the way. Before dawn, I was seeking, searching, reading, asking, listening, hoping, wishing, praying. It's no wonder that I got to see the dawn to remind me of who I really am and who I could be. From that day on, I was no longer reading in the dark, for sun began to rise in my own heart.
Sarah Cordes and Rosie O'Regan.
Called the guest house. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honourably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. And I really enjoyed you guys tonight, but I was a little bit late in texting my good friend. I have a Scottish friend here in Cork. He's an artist. He's a great character and I'm sure he'd have loved it. But I'm a bit late and he texted me back with this. But I have to share it with you guys. Och lassie, I hid it here, but if you got the gumption, you could tell the cult of fellows about, with the dog about, Wednesday at 8. So that's Tom Campbell is doing a one-man show this Wednesday at 8 o'clock in the Roundy, and it's called What's It All About? And that's fantastic, would it? And there's definitely a bit of song and a bit of poetry and a bit of madness for sure, so that'd be nice, okay?
Okay, Sinead, I guess the Garmaga, Shona Padre, Joy August Angus. I guess, you know, well, Karen Shaw,
it's just called Be No Mirror. If life is but time passing, seen through each man's eyes, then yours is yours and his is his, and to live your own is wise. So dare not to conform, care to be yourself, volcano of distinction and unworthy wealth. Let molten desires that flow through your veins scold your inertia where you take your reins. Turn fear of the unknown to an excited celebration. Find solace in the knowledge that you're part of the creation. Sculptured like the flowers and bees, your neighbour and your foe, to externalise your essence and your uniqueness to know. Courage the individual within the core of you. Live without regrets yourself and learn how to look true. Do not be a mirror, the exactness of another, but be your own expression of the liver and the lungs.
This is a poem about invisible minds, and I read this once before. I had lived in Russia and then I lived in Iraq, and I left Iraq during the Iran-Iraq war. So there's the lines of longitude which divide, you know, countries and also connect countries. So the Iran-Iraq border is on longitude 44 east, and that connects it with the city of Arkhangelsk in Russia, where a lot of the arms were manufactured for use in war. So invisible lines. Outside in a sub-zero Arkhangelsk night, torn from bursting with tank, apocalypse. Yevgeny sags an arm's length away from me, within a white and blue canvas deck chair. All around us is a snow-blinkered tundra, a distillation of barrenness from emptiness, our ancient killing fields. They lie fallow, moribund, beneath a cruel crystalline blanket. Nothing steers here, not even Yevgeny, whose primordial rage blazes inwards. like Thallium, it courses through his marrow, burning him from within. Even Lady Aurora, for whom he had waited all night, cannot save him. There she pierced a borealis that shimmies across the sky, brushing night's cheek with her emerald hem. Neither maiden nor hag, but a hologram, an empty promise of dead photons. My heart is a blood-speckled icicle, Guinea bemoans, when I, skin taut with the blood flow of a sun-worshipping image, count the seconds that measure the distance between tenderness and forgetfulness. How can I not long for my home, 2,000 miles due south, where I once frolicked, incandescent in the noonday sun? There, across an invisible divide, men see crimson flowers in the desert sand. At first light, black birds will peck the sea of light. Thank you.